This episode of Opinions Matter is supported by Shopify.
If you've ever shopped online, you've definitely noticed that purple Shop Pay button. It has become a universal symbol for a fast and secure checkout experience. Well, that button is actually the engine behind the scenes because it means a store is powered by Shopify.
Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of brands around the world. From global names to people launching their very first business. With hundreds of beautiful templates, you can build a store that matches your brand without touching a line of code. You can manage everything in one place, from inventory and payments to analytics and marketing.
And that iconic purple Shop Pay button? It's why Shopify has the best converting checkout on the planet, helping reduce abandoned carts and boost sales. Your customers already know it, trust it, and love it. If you want to see fewer abandoned carts, it's time to head over to Shopify.
Sign up for your €1 a month trial and start selling today at shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie. And see what you can accomplish with Shopify by your side.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of the podcast, as you will know, over the last while, we've been giving away loads of Opinions Matter merchandise. We have our exclusive Opinions Matter reusable travel mugs, and they are flying out the door. We have another one to give away right this very second, so let's make that phone call and find our winner.
Hello.
Hello, can I speak to Dennis, please?
This is Dennis.
How are you, Dennis? This is Adrian Kennedy here from the Opinions Matter podcast. How are you getting on?
I'm good, Adrian. Yourself?
Good, not a bother, Dennis. Dennis, you entered our competition for an Opinions Matter travel mug, and we asked a question: what island can we see? Well, actually, there's two that we can see from our studio window here in Portmarnock.
Lambay Island.
Lambay Island is the right answer. And over to the right-hand side, we can also see Ireland's Eye, which is the smaller island. So, Dennis, I've good news for you. You've just won yourself an Opinions Matter travel mug.
Oh, happy days.
Excellent. And where do you listen to us?
Cashel in County Tipperary.
Oh, Cashel in County Tipperary. Very good.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, Dennis. You've just won yourself an Opinions Matter travel mug. If you stay on the line there for 1 second, we'll get all your details and we'll pop it in the post to you today.
Thank you very much.
And we will have more Opinions Matter merchandise to give away next week on the Opinions Matter podcast. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? We got a message from Garth in Swords in County Dublin, and here's what Garth wrote to us. He says, you need to highlight this, even though it doesn't fit your agenda, because we all know your feelings on this. It's an interesting start, Garth, as I'm actually reading your message. I live in a housing estate in Swords, and the management company sent around a notice this morning to tell us we have 3 days to take down our tricolours, which are hanging from the lampposts, which we put up 2 weeks ago, because we are proud of our flag. We were told even though they wouldn't give us names, that two of the residents had complained. The funny thing is, my neighbour who helped us put up the flags is Latvian. The other is from the Congo. Imagine not being allowed to fly your flag with pride. Get on to the management company about this, because this is shit. And that's from a guy called Gareth in Swords. Now, Gareth has told us the name of the housing estate, and we have reached out to the management company, but we have not managed to make contact. We've sent emails, we have phoned their office, but we have not managed to get a statement from the management company. But if they, so with that in mind, I'm not naming the estate, because we haven't been able to confirm or otherwise.
Although, well, maybe by the end of the podcast,
he did send us photographs of the tricolours on the estates in on the lampposts in this private estate as well. It's a private estate. It would have some council tenants in there, some affordable houses in there. It's a fairly big estate, but the management company that controls the estate has told the residents to get the flags off the lampposts.
And here's the thing about it. If you live in an estate, like I live in an estate that has a management company, I pay £1,850 a year for the management company. So you're paying big money for them. And people were getting confused. They were saying, oh, the council can't do that. First of all, the council do not control the common areas of an estate where a management company are in control. So in our estate, the lights, the street lights are replaced by a private company. They're not replaced by the ESB or anything like that. The management company hires them. They maintain the ground. That's what you're paying big money for a management company for. So they control and they look after the common areas. So it's pretty cut and I know people are very upset about this, but it's pretty cut and dry here, lads. The management company have a right. Now, I don't know the rules for this management company. I know the management company that looks after them. It's not the same management company I have, but I know we have rules and it's a contract that we sign for our management company.
Okay, so would one of the rules be you can't fly tricolours out of lampposts?
No, I haven't looked at it for a couple of weeks. I looked at it a couple of weeks ago for something else because they were trying to ban barbecues from the balconies and stuff like that in the apartment blocks. And that is actually people have signed. See, people forget what they sign up on. And everybody has to sign a contract for the management company. Now, one of the things, you know, I've complained about bunting before in our housing estate. There was gas supporters a couple of years ago who were flying Clare bunting out their front garden.
And this caused you grave offence?
Well, it was up 2 weeks after the match was over. And I just sent them an email saying, because bunting isn't allowed either in there. Our estate has a lot of, like, you can't play ball in our estate either. There's very strict rules in our
estate. You can't play ball?
No, that's one of the rules on the. But anyway, we're not talking about the rules of the housing estate where I live. It is quite strict. But rules, the bottom line is, guys, if you live in a council estate, yeah, where your local authority is Fingal County Council or Dublin City Council or whatever the case may be, yeah, they are your bosses. And the chances of them forcing you to take down flags are pretty slim.
They don't seem to have done it anywhere.
They don't seem to. So, but if you have a management company, they call the shots. So I think Gareth and all your friends, where you may be upset about that, they're well within their rights to say. And by the way, I don't think a lamppost is a respectful place for a flag anyway. I've said that many, many times before. A flag should be flung out of a flag mast. A lot of the flags you see hanging out of lamppost are tattered now. So if you respect and love your flag, don't leave it tattered up on the lamppost. The lamppost isn't a place for a flag.
Okay, but
that's just my opinion.
All right, it's not like they are flying the Israeli flag or the Iranian flag.
I'm not saying the Irish flag is offensive. I love the Irish flag.
Yeah, absolutely. So then what's the problem?
You have to have rules.
Okay, so they have, and by the way, it's only eight lampposts in a certain section of the estate that have these flags. Only eight, okay, out of a whole housing estate.
People are assuming that it was immigrants living there that made the complaint. I'm not so sure about that.
Well, no, in fact, the guys who helped put up the flag, according to Gareth.
A lot of assumptions.
Well, Gareth says, the funny thing, my neighbour who helped us put up the flags is Latvian, the other one is from the Congo. So
the Patriots don't like that one.
Well, no, they actually helped. But anyway, we're asking, do you believe a management company,
I'm going to pin my colours to the mast, if you pardon the pun. I don't want any flag in my estate. I don't want any flag. So if people say, would you be happy with the Irish flag flying out of the lamppost? No, I actually wouldn't. Would you be happy with the...
Say during the World Cup, if...
I think that's slightly different.
And during the World Cup, if, say, Brazil are doing really well, they're through to the semi-finals, Brazilian neighbours who put a flag out.
No, I don't want any flag hanging out of the lamppost where I live. No flag. Ukrainian, Palestinian, Israeli, Irish, whatever the case may be. I don't want any flag.
Our number is 085-825-2626. We'd love to hear from you on this. Do you think the management company is wrong to be... it's obviously in the rules, or they wouldn't be taking down the... or telling people to take the flags down. I don't know. Has the management company threatened to forcibly take them down if the residents don't?
I've seen the email. You've seen the email. It just says you have 3 days to comply. So I don't know what's... But again, lads, if you live in a private estate, even if you live in a council estate, yeah, you do not own the lamppost. That's the bottom line. You don't own the lamppost. We can hang an Irish flag out of our window if we want.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, on Paddy's Day, the kids put a huge big tricolour up in our living room window on the inside. You can do that if you want. That is your own house. But flying it outside, it's not your property. Sorry.
Our number is 085 825 2626. If you would like to give us your opinion, a management company has instructed residents to remove 8 tricolours from flagpoles in an estate in Swords in North County Dublin. Let me kick off with Quiva.
Our flag is not a symbol of hate, and I don't find it offensive. If I see a Palestine, Ukraine or Pride flag, I'd have no issue with it because both of them flags represent humanity and soul. If I see a hate flag like the Nazi flag, I'd lose my shit. The Irish flag is made by people who want their land to be full of equality and liberty. To quote the motto of France, liberté, égalité and fraternité.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, Gareth in Swords is the man who got in contact with us about an issue he's having. He says, you need to highlight this, even if it doesn't fit your agenda, because we all know your feelings on this. I live in a housing estate in Swords, and the management company sent around a notice this morning to tell us we have 3 days to take down our tricolours, which are hanging up from 8 lampposts, which we put up 2 weeks ago, because we are proud of our flag. We were told, even though they wouldn't give us names as to who had complained, that 2 residents had complained. The funny thing is, my neighbour who helped us put up the flags is Latvian, the other is from the Congo. Imagine not being allowed to fly your own flag with pride. Get on to the management company about this, because this is shit, says Gareth in Swords. We have reached out to the management company and we have not been able to make contact or get any sort of a comment.
But what comment do you want? The rules are the rules.
We don't actually know. We actually haven't seen the rules.
No, but I know from the rules of my, you are not allowed to hang things out of, you don't own the lamppost. That is the bottom line. You don't. If you want to paint your living room green, white and orange, yeah, absolutely go ahead and do it. If you want to paint the grass in your garden green, white and orange, absolutely go ahead and do it. You don't own the lampposts.
John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
Hey, John Arjun. How are you?
Thanks, John. Good to talk to you. What's your view on this?
Look, Jeremy's talking to his ass again and again and again.
Sorry, by stating facts. Literally, I've said...
Everything I've said is factual.
Everything I've said is factual.
You're up in the ivory tower again.
No, here's the thing. Sorry, right? I'm just stating facts.
Hold on. Listen to me, please. Okay? Yeah. You own your fucking property, okay?
You don't own the common area. You don't own the common area.
What I'm saying is, you said it yourself. You employ and you pay 1,850 euros a month to a private company. Okay, now who employs the company? Yous do, as residents. So yous do have a fucking say in what goes on and what doesn't go on. If yous want to fly a flag outside your fucking house, you can. And the management company can do fuck all about it. And if yous all got together and said, listen, we want to fly our Irish flag, we're proud of it, and that's what we want to do, they can do fuck all about it. And I want to get that point across very, very quickly and very fast.
But the argument here is, John, especially in a private, well, in a council estate as well, you don't own the lampposts in the estate. The council or the management company are responsible for the light fixtures.
The management company are responsible for the upkeep, and they do, as is what Jeremy pointed out, they do, and you do upkeep the estate. But look, I went through many housing estates and many private housing estates, and I see Ukrainian flags, I see Palestinian flags, and they haven't. Isn't it funny? The estate management has a problem with them.
Well, where are they? I'm asking you a question. Where are the flags hanging?
They're fucking everywhere. Out the balconies, out the windows, on the lamppost. I've seen one or two on the lamppost.
Okay, and you own your own window. If you want to fly a Palestinian flag...
What I'm saying is, Jeremy, they're on lampposts as well. And here's the thing. They've been there for quite a long time now. And nobody's given out about the Palestinian flags or the Ukrainian flags.
Well, I'm sure if an Israeli was living in the estate, they'd complain about the Palestinian flag.
Well, that's up to them. But my point is, it's always when it comes to the tricolour lads that people have a fucking problem. And this is what pisses me off. You see nearly every American, they're proud of their flag. They have it on their porches. They have it outside their houses. They have it everywhere. Why can't we do it here in the Ireland of Ireland? Why can't we? Because the TDs, we all see in the shock and the horror, oh, don't fucking fly your flag. Why? Does it offend you? It's fucking Ireland, guys. It's Ireland at the end of the day. We should be able to fly it fucking high and fly it, you know. I don't get this. You know,
I don't think the penny is dropping here, because I'll say it to you slowly.
No, the penny did drop, no, and I heard what you said. No, you we should not, be able, as an Irish nation,
the
to fly the fucking flag no matter where you want.
Fly it out of your, John, fly it out of your arse if you want.
But absolutely.
You do not,
I will.
You do not own the lamppost. It's not your
I never said I did. But here's the thing. If the council or the management, and here's a quick solvent for this, and a quick solver for it. If anybody of the management or the councils or whatever the fuck they want, you know, oh yeah, this is causing racism. And I heard it all before, lads. This is all, it's causing division. If the flags are taken down, just get back together again and put them fucking back up the next day. Now, if the management company, if I was in your position and a management company threatened me and said, listen, you put that up again, take me to court, fuck. Take me to court. Do you think they will? Will they, fuck? Because they won't spend the money taking me to court. They'll just leave me alone. So, do you know what I mean, lads? This is all bollocks. It's all bollocks. We should be able to fly a flag when we want.
Well, and again, fly it out of your underpants if you want.
I will. Two
summers ago, a group of us residents got together and we wanted to, for the summer, for the kids, we wanted to erect a bouncy castle in one of the common areas of the estate in which we live in. And we put it up on Facebook. Was anybody interested in all chipping in to get a bouncy castle together? And the management company said we weren't allowed to put it up because their insurance did not cover a bouncy castle. Now, you don't compare a bouncy castle to a flag, but again, when it's a common area, you do not... In other words, I can't open a shop on the road I live on. I can't just go out in the middle of the road.
But here's the thing.
I don't think you are listening.
You're talking through your hole. That's what you're doing.
By stating
facts.
John, it is a fact that you do not own the lamppost. Therefore,
I get that. But what Jeremy's talking through is asshole again, because we've all rented bounty castles and we signed the fucking waiver. Anybody hurt, we're not insured, we're not this, we're not that. We get all that. But here's the thing, what Jeremy's fucking forgetting. It's a management company that he's employing. He's paying $18.50 a month.
Sion, you think you should be allowed to place a bouncy castle in the middle of O'Connell Street and just let kids bounce on it?
Is that what you're saying? A kids' party on a common law area that you have.
Yes, a common
an area that you have on your and use a property.
Okay, we're totally getting off the point here.
Stick to the facts.
It's about what you can.
At the end of the day, I don't look. Listen, you're gone way off. He's agent's right. The fact of the matter is, fly the flag anywhere you can, anywhere flag posts, fucking.
Do you not know what country you live in? Like, why do you need a flag flown everywhere? Do you not know?
It just offends you, Jeremy, because you seem very offended and very triggered by the Irish flag being flown.
John, if it was the LGBTQ flag, now you'd be...
Well, you see, this is the thing, you'd be fucking all going blaze. It's great to see us. It's all inclusivity. It's this, it's that. But the fact of the matter is, your own fucking flag.
If someone flew an LGBT flag out of a lamppost near, say, you'd have an... Wouldn't he be on this podcast?
I couldn't give a fuck what they do. What I'm saying is, your big issue with an Irish flag?
Okay, John, let me ask you then. Do you think that lampposts in housing estates are fair game for anyone to fly any flag they like out of them?
They do what the fuck they like. Do what they like. But the big issue here is, Adrian, and you know this, and Jeremy, that it's always old. It's causing people are very uncomfortable, and the people that are coming into the country don't want to see Irish flags and housing estates.
That's not the case at all. Two of the people that put up the flags in this estate and so
I get that. In that instance, but there was people said, we don't really feel very inclusive there because the Irish flag has been.
Who said it?
Your woman Eileen Flynn. And she can't even fucking say it. What the fuck is a tri flag? What's a tri flag at the end of the day? It's a fucking tricolour. And at the end of the day, she's afraid of it.
Stay there for a second, John. Our number is 085-825-2626. A management company in a housing estate in Swords that isn't controlled, obviously, by Fingal County Council.
And following the rules that people signed up to in the contract. That's literally all they're doing. You need to have... The reason people pay money for management companies in estates, and one of the reasons we pay money, is because they control, and it's to stop things. So you can't leave a car, say for argument's sake, in our estate, you can't leave a car up on bricks. for 6 months in your front garden, or you can't leave a caravan in the front garden, or you can't have things that are unsightly in your garden. That's the reason, and I'm not saying, by the way, the tricolour is unsightly, absolutely not, but that's the reason people pay for management companies, so that they will keep an estate looking prim and proper.
Okay, Chloe, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Chloe?
I'm all good. How are you guys today?
Good, thanks, Chloe. Rules are rules, Chloe, and if the rules say you can't fly flags out of the lamppost, then they're the rules.
Well, if it's a rule for one, it should be a rule for all. So next month, are we going to see Pride is next month? Pride month will be up, the flags will be up. Also, when local elections happen, the councillors and TDs are quite happy to put their own faces on posts, lampposts, wherever okay, they can.
Yeah, because the law actually specifically allows for that.
And the law does not say anywhere that our flag has to be removed. We, the people, own this land, not big governmental developers or Ulster funds. We, the people, do. It's our flag. It's our island.
It is our flag. Yeah, it is our island. But you don't have the right to fly a flag wherever you feel like it.
Where is that in the Irish Constitution that we can be having our flag for it to be removed?
I doubt it's in the Constitution, to be honest with you. But I would imagine it's in some bylaws. And in this particular estate, it is a private management company that is basically telling residents, you do not own the lampposts, you cannot fly flags from the lamppost.
But it's our flag, it's our country, and people are upset.
As Jeremy said, fly from your own bedroom window if you want, stick it
but
up in the window.
But then we're called racist and far right by people like Jeremy for doing that.
I'd never, sorry.
So we can't win.
I'm sorry, so did you conveniently miss the part, Chloe, 10 minutes ago where I said on Paddy's Week, my kids fly a huge tricolour in the window?
It's socially acceptable for something to be done. You've no problem doing it, but the minute Eileen Flynn comes out and says she's afraid of the flag, everyone's bullying her and this, that and the other.
Oh, yeah, but never mind her. She's taken it to an extreme. But would you have an issue then in the estate you live in if there was LGBTQ flags flying on every lamppost?
Yeah, I'd have a big issue with that because it's nothing to do with this motion. It's not to do with national identity.
Being gay isn't an ideology. It's a fact of life. It's not an ideology. Gay is not an ideology.
Jeremy, you're not going to pull the wool over my eyes. I have a gay and a lesbian person sitting beside me right now. The two of them are giggling at you.
And they're saying that it's an ideology. Okay. Oh. All right. So why would...
Well, it's actually a preference. It is an ideology.
It's not a preference. So
he could have sex with a woman if he's gay. He chooses not to. My sister could have sex with a man. Okay. She chooses not to.
We're getting totally off the point again.
Why would you be offended if your estate was... if every lamppost in your estate was covered with LGBTQ?
Because not everyone in my estate is gay or lesbian. Everyone in my estate is usually Irish.
No. I think you'd be hard.
Well, I live in Newtown, so you can be your own judge there. Most everyone in my estate is Irish, as I said.
So hang on, it's only where the majority represent the flag that it's allowed then. So a minority can't...
This is Ireland, Jeremy, so the Irish will be the majority. Yeah, if people are unhappy seeing their flag, they're more than welcome to go and get their own flag in their own homeland.
Okay, so in this estate, which isn't a council-owned estate, it isn't
a
council-run estate...
No, the council would own a lot of properties in it due to the fact that private developers have been buying all council land.
Yes, no, I agree. 20% of the houses in the estate are most likely controlled by
social
housing. Yeah, so that's fine. But the lampposts in the estate are in the common ground and aren't owned by residents.
Neither is the ones on the Neilstown Road, but there's many flags that Mark Ward, a TD in our local area, has replaced themselves because they were tattered, as Jeremy said. Mark, bring your own fresh flags.
So you believe that we as a people, have a right to display our flag wherever we want.
Exactly. It's our flag, it's our island. If people are unhappy about it, they are more than welcome to leave. If this was Italian 90, Jeremy's front garden would be covered in flags, but because he thinks it's been a far-right movement, it's not. It's our flag.
Literally, okay, and I knew this was going to come up, literally the only, and you're the first person to do it, the only person who's mentioned far-right is actually you. I never mentioned far...
Because you always being far-right.
I didn't use...
I was a lunatic who was brainwashed
I didn't use the expression for... Adrian, did I use the expression far right?
No, you didn't. No.
I didn't use the word race.
No, but normally in this instance, as I said in the comments on Facebook, you are going to turn this around into us versus them,
but I didn't. But why are you saying I used the expression far right when I didn't?
I didn't say you used that expression today at all.
You said you're going to be called far right. Who's calling you far right? I haven't heard one person.
No, you didn't.
I haven't. No, literally haven't called you far right.
Not me personally, but I've heard you. I've listened to CFM 104 days.
Okay, what do you say
Jeez, to pull me up over something 20 years
to
ago.
To somebody like Eileen Flynn, who said she will not stand by when our flag is being used to promote hatred, division and anti-migrant remarks. For me, the flag means peace, unity and justice and equality. In other words, she believes that the Irish flag is basically being hijacked.
I'd say she's very wrong, and people saying, oh, don't call her out. That's what politicians are to do, to be held accountable. She ran for Senate, she got Senate, she is an elected representative. She must also be aware that she's going to get backlash for some comments.
Okay, so you don't agree that the Irish flag has been hijacked?
How can anyone fear a national flag like that? Men and women fought in oppressive
Nobody, nobody's fearing the flag.
Sorry, Eileen Flynn said she was afraid of the Troy flag.
She didn't say she was afraid of it. She said, I will not stand by when our flag is being used to promote hatred, division and anti-migrants.
Well, it's not promoting hatred. How is anyone... Why did nobody say the Ukrainians were in town promoting hatred outside the door the other day with the Ukrainian flag?
Stay there for a
second.
And
there's also a flag on top of the spire. Take it down.
They're working on getting it down.
And in fact, guys, if you drive up Orwell near Churchtown, where I grew up, the road that the Russian embassy is on is covered
in Ukrainian flags.
In Ukrainian flags.
Why aren't they being removed?
I don't actually know either. Well,
it's only the Irish flag that people are using to say we promote hatred.
I know a lot of people are triggered by the Ukrainian flag as well. But in fairness, on that road, on Orwell Road, a lot of the Ukrainian flags are flying in people's private gardens. And you can fly whatever you want in your own garden. But the fact of the matter is...
But hang on, the Irish taxpayer is probably paying for them homes under the ARP program or through other means. And they're allowed to hang their flags out, but we're being told we're not allowed.
How are the Irish taxpayers are playing for a privately owned home that most of those people would have been living there all their lives? They're private residences.
Sorry, if you're Ukrainian, Jeremy, they're not living in Ireland,
Dogger. Nobody said you were Ukrainian.
The people living on Orwell Road is, the houses are about 1.5 million each. They're huge, big houses. They are all people who've been living there all their lives. They're not rented accommodation.
But support the Ukrainian cause.
Because it's beside the Russian embassy. So they're literally giving the two fingers to the Russian embassy on Orwell Road saying, fuck you, we support the Ukraine.
So if we went and done that on Zion Road or up near the Israeli embassy, that'd be okay as well.
Some people think it would, yeah. And some people have actually flown Palestinian flags in that area.
Here I'm all for free Palestine, but I don't see why the Palestinian flag can be flown freely in Ireland, but the Irish one can't.
The thing is, no matter how open everybody is, there's one flag that offends everybody, and that is a fact.
And in this case, it appears it's the Irish flag in Ireland offending everyone.
But again, you were equally offended by the LGBTQ flag.
I'm not equally offended by it. I love seeing it in town. I love the whole thing.
But why do people...
I said it's a shame that that flag can be flown, but the Irish ones are not.
Okay, so why did people lose their absolute mind when 2 years ago the Gardaí brought out a Garda van that was coloured in pride colours for Pride Month?
I don't know, because maybe they just don't like the fact that taxpayer money's being used to serve our local law enforcement with a pride.
All right, stay there for a second, please, Chloe. Our number is 085-825-2626. This is Darren's opinion.
Guarantee you, if there was a Pride flag or a Palestine flag hanging out in the same estate, there'd be nothing said. I guarantee you.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Lee, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lee?
Hi, how's it going?
Good, thanks, Lee. The management company in this estate in Swords has told residents to take down the flags off the lampposts.
Yeah, now I have a thing with management companies because I had awful experience with them and they don't always follow the rules themselves. Do you know what I mean? Like they're, you know, the thing is that you're dead right in terms of signing into a contract, and legally, yes, you do sign rules that at times you do have to refer back to. I'm going to be honest with you, because you might have got your mortgage out 15 years ago and you're like, what the bloody hell did I sign again? So you do have to refer back to them. And they do go as far as covering what you do on your own balcony, even though it's your property and not the common ground.
Yes. Yeah, so, you know? So as you said, yes, you're dead right. If you sign up, if you're controlled by a management company in an apartment block, they'll tell you...
Lee, just to show you how...
You can't hang your knickers over the balcony.
Just to show you how annoying they can be, and they're good in some cases. There was a neighbor.
I had an awful experience with them, no,
but
to
there,
be honest.
But there was
you.
A neighbor of ours a few years ago, about 5 years ago. They don't live there anymore. They lived right opposite our house. So from our garden, you could see their house. And every day in their front garden, they were putting out their clothes horse with washing on it. And I thought it looked it looked scummy, to be honest with you.
It does look shit.
Yeah, we had people calling into the house, and your woman's knickers were on the clothes horse. And it may sound petty, but I complained to the management company about that, and they sent out an email saying, take your clothes horses in. And now there's a rule in their management that you can't have the clothes horse in the garden, and you can't have it in display in your front window. So you can't, and that's a good thing. But they also,
a couple of minutes ago you said, do what you like inside your own house. Yeah, but now you can't have your clothes horse at the window.
Yeah, no, they go as far as even visible from your property.
You can't have a clothes horse, because again, it ruins the look of it. But the other thing in our estate as well, every hall door has to be the same colour. And again, that's something that all the neighbours signed up to. So you cannot paint your whole door yellow in our estate. They all are the same. And the idea is, for it to be all look the same or whatever.
Yeah, I'm probably a total, what would you say, rule breaker, in the sense that I got to my wit's end with them because they weren't replying, they weren't assisting, they weren't cooperating. I paid my fees up to date, and they're just all about money, the company I had, unfortunately.
Let's go back to the this estate in Swords, and on the common land you have the street lights that are maintained by the management company. They change the bulbs, they're responsible for them, and they have said you cannot fly flags from the lampposts. You don't own the lampposts, the management company does, and we say what goes on them. What do you think of that management company?
I think it's bloody ridiculous. They should be concerned with more serious things like replacement of windows, doors, general insurance, general safety, the general upkeep. Now, I'm sure there is some good ones out there and they do that. But when I went to say, for example, the security of our home, thankfully I'm out of the situation now, we've moved and I no longer have to deal with the shagging of company like that again. But when I went about security of my own balcony doors, they refused to do anything. So I went ahead, broke the rules, and got the doors in myself and kept it uniform. They couldn't do a damn thing.
Okay.
People have little to be at, and like if that's their main concern as a management company, and that's what their priority is.
No, okay, let me read a message that just came in from Marty. Okay, and he says, any flag hanging from any lamppost for any reason is cringy and cheap looking, regardless what the flag means, no matter what one it is. I love the Irish flag, the LGBT flag, the Palestinian flag, but there is a place for them, and it is not lampposts in housing estates.
I get that, but to put in a formal complaint and to be annoyed by it that much, really, have you not got more to be doing with your time in the current situation that we're all facing?
Okay, and Chloe, let me put that to you. Any flag on any lamppost just looks cheap and tacky.
No, that couldn't be the case. Like, that message is absolutely abysmal, because we have a lower socio-demographic over here in Dundalk, and we're not looked after by the government. As I said, a local TD went and rehung them that were tattered. So our TD is now irresponsible and tacky.
Okay, so you like seeing flags on lampposts, do you? Do you think it adds to the look of an area?
Yeah, I think it shows that we're patriotic about our own country.
And can I ask you, Lee, do you think flags on lampposts add to the look of an area, make an area look more attractive?
Personally, I'm very proud that I'm Irish and I love the Irish flag, and I it wouldn't bother me if it was on the pole outside my house. So I'd be like, oh, there she is. You know, just things like that don't bother me. I'm more to be concerned with, to be honest with you, lads. And like, the thing is, next door, I'll give you an example of tackiness, let's say. And that's, like, next door to me, different nationality. And I think, what is it, Ramadan?
Yep.
Or what's the period of time?
Ramadan was a few weeks ago, yep.
Yeah, so they had, like, bunting across there. Now, it was on their property, but
Did I think it looks great? No, I thought it was a bit cheap and tacky looking. But that was their property and their culture and their tradition.
But there are people. Lee, and was it Diwali or was it Ramadan? Which was it? Because
I'm not sure.
It was probably Diwali where they put the lights up and stuff like that. Now the thing is,
no, there was no lights. It was just one thing.
Oh, then it was probably Ramadan. Now the thing is, you're saying that and it was their property and that's fine. But I know there are people listening to that right now that would say that if they saw that, they're fucking taking over our country. Muslims are taking over our country.
The
likes of John, who was on a few minutes ago, if he saw that in his house, he'd literally blast a brain cell that if he saw things celebrating Ramadan. So people pick and choose what things are offended by. Do you get me, Adrian?
Everyone has a level of what triggers them.
So if we put up a photograph on our Facebook page today and said, today we're talking about there's a house in Ballyfermot and the house is covered outside in buntings or whatever celebrating Diwali or Ramadan, whatever the case may be. People would absolutely lose their mind. When you're in our country, you do as we do.
No, not when it's on their own front door. I'm sorry. No, leave them to it. Why is somebody so bothered by that? That's their door. Let them do whatever celebration or however they respect their Ramadan or whatever it is. Sorry, I'm totally ignorant to those things and I have no clue what it was.
Okay.
My point being, it didn't bother me. So, I know some will make a point by saying, what would you say? They'll make a thing of it by saying, what am I trying to say? Some people jump on the bandwagon and use the Irish flag to say Ireland, Irish only.
Yes, right? Correct. And that is exactly what has happened.
But, as I always say to you, keep your side of the street clean. Do not give that airtime. Do not entertain it. It goes nowhere.
And keep your knickers out of the window.
As an individual on how you treat it.
Okay, let me read another message that came into us just a moment ago from Luke, and he says, having a flag up in an estate just devalues the property price if someone was looking to see property there. You don't believe that?
Put it this way, okay? If it really bothered you that much and you had a house view, get a ladder and take it down, lads.
But a lot of people do associate flags where tricolours are flying out of every single lamppost. You only see it in certain estates in Dublin. Let's call a spade a spade. There's no point in beating around the bush. You will not drive.
This estate that we're talking about is a private housing estate. It's not a council estate.
It's only eight, though, did you not say? Did you say it's eight, though? Is it a big estate?
Eight flags on eight different lampposts, yes.
But if it's a large estate, that maybe it's not like, what would you say? And if it's only one, I don't want to get into how many flags or posts or how big or small. My point being that around management companies, how are they going to police this? Do you know what I mean? I feel that are people going to put in formal complaints against each other
In our estate, there's apartment blocks where we live as well, and they banned, because there was a fire one of the days, they banned barbecues from people who have apartment balconies. And they were they were fairly strict again. This was a couple of years ago. They gave a certain date and then they were going to issue fines or whatever the case may be. So it is possible.
Well, we shouldn't say this. I did the barbecue. I did the bouncy castle because I just got so sick of them.
You ignored the rules. All right, stay there for a second. 0858252626 is our WhatsApp number. Let me bring in this opinion from Damien.
How's it going, lads? There's just something I want to say on the whole tricolour thing and hanging up on public lampposts and stuff like that. A couple of months back, I had a tricolour flying from your bedroom window, proud Irish man, and I wasn't doing it to piss people off. I just do it because I'm Irish. I always have. Since the Jack Charlton days, I've always been flying the flags. I've Irish tattoos. I'm just proud of where they come from. And I had a tricolour flying from your bedroom window, and it was weedy bin day. And the lid of my bin was open because I had about two bags extra in it. My next door neighbour had about four or five bags on the ground of a full bin, and the lads came along. I don't know what country they're from, but they weren't Irish. Picked all bins up off the ground, took her bin, came over to my house, looked at me tricolour and looked at me bin and got in the van and was driving off. And I went, so, hey, lads, what's the story? Me bin just didn't collect me bin. It's over full. We're not taking it. It's over full. And I said, but you had to take the next door neighbour's bags off the ground and you took her bin. So what's the fucking difference? Like, you get into the truck and you drove off. Now, talking about offence, there's one thing on public lampposts, people getting pissed over it and stuff like that. I had it from my bedroom and on my property, and I know 1,000,000% them lads did not collect my bins because I had a tricolour flying from my window.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Let me read a message that came in a couple of minutes ago from one of our listeners, DJ, and he says, they're correct. You're fully entitled to erect the tricolour on your own property, but not on public or private property. Apart from law and regulations, it's also an incorrect use of the flag. And Mandy, let me put that to you. Flying a flag from a lamppost is an incorrect use of a flag.
No, I don't agree with that at all. I think, you know, we're in Ireland. We're proud Irish people. You know, the tricolour represents heritage. People fought and died for that. So I can't understand why anybody, any Irish person would have a problem with
okay,
our
flag. Okay, so let me ask you then.
Sorry, let me ask another question first. Why wasn't this a thing up until two years ago?
That's exactly what I was about to ask, yeah.
This was not
Let me explain to you. Let me explain to you what's happened in the last few years. I mean, it's common sense, really. We're being absolutely invaded and replaced with non-nationals. That's what's happening. And the people aren't happy in this country because the 17,000 Irish homeless, the non-national has been chosen above everybody else, in particularly above the Irish people. So this is, people is being replaced. So this is our way of showing people, showing, we're still here.
So it's nothing whatsoever to do.
We're proud.
No. Listening to the way you've just described why the flag is being used, that's nothing to do with being patriotic. That is literally making a statement about immigration. Literally, that's what you're doing. And that is a hijacking of the flag. It is.
No, not at all. We're proud Irish people. We're proud Irish people. If we want to hang a flag from wherever we want, let us do it. The way the government is treating the people at the moment, you know, we're being treated like second-class citizens in our own country. So if we want to hang an Irish flag from no matter where we want to hang it from,
so do you believe
that we're very proud people.
Okay, but you don't need to fly a flag. I'm one of the most proud Irish people in the fact. When I go to all the Ireland games in the Aviva Stadium, myself and my son literally drape ourselves in the tricolour as we do when we walked in the Paddy's Day parade this year, and we did.
Mind
it
you,
as
I could
well.
Argue with you. Is that a correct use of the Irish flag?
Probably not draping yourself in it. But are you now saying that the Irish flag, the reason it's been used in the last 2 years is to promote the theory of the Great Replacement,
what I'm saying is happening in the last few years the Great Replacement.
Okay, no, so you believe...
Okay,
you
and people... Okay. Listen to me, don't put words in my mouth.
No, you said what Great Replacement, so I didn't...
The Great Replacement, yeah. I mean, we are being replaced. Every house in the state is nearly gone.
Sorry,
50-50.
Who's replacing you, though?
Non-nationals. You have all coming in on boats and lorries and trucks and everything. I'm talking about the illegal immigrants. That's who I'm talking about.
The illegal ones
who's coming in. That's who I'm talking about. So if people, the Great Replacement, Irish people are being replaced. They're getting houses above everybody else. You have people out in housing estates protesting because they want the local people to get the houses because they're sick.
But sorry for cutting across here. Are the illegal ones? Hmm. Are the illegal immigrants not in IPAS centres?
No, they're everywhere.
Well, no, they're in IPAS centres until they're being processed, are they not? So they're not in housing.
Immigrants, illegal or non-illegal, non-national.
Now we're talking about all immigrants, Mandy. All immigrants you're now talking about. Even the ones... Even the ones that are working in the nursing home caring for your granny, in the hospital caring for your mammy.
The ones that killed... The COVID, the ones that were killed off. There's not many children. There's not many people, old people left in a nursing home because they were killed off in nursing homes on the devil.
Oh, Mandy, so
when are you going to talk about death?
Mandy, there are people
when are you going to talk about the death, though? Seriously. When are you going to talk about all the deaths? The 33,000 excess deaths in the country from the COVID vaccine. Why don't you have a conversation about that?
We did. You can listen to it on Spotify on our channel, but this discussion is about the flag.
And why don't you get the gov?
She's after putting us on hold.
She's after putting us on hold or done.
Now we get accused of hanging up. Or you haven't hung up. Oh, she's gone. We did not. Just
we did not hang up yet.
We are ringing her back to say, as soon as she mentioned COVID, you hung up on her. Your government told you to hang up on her. So we are ringing her back. Just take it off. So just to prove that we are ringing her back. This is her line.
No, she's not.
Okay, so let that state for a fact, because people say, oh, you hung up on a no free speech. Opinions don't matter. They don't matter. We have tried. We'll try one more time.
Yeah, go on,
Amanda, just try one more time there, just to prove that we did not hang up on Mandy. Now, just bear with, Adrian.
Yeah, bear with.
Okay. This is very important. You didn't like what she was saying. That's why you hung up on her. You have no balls, Kennedy. You have no balls.
No, Mandy's not answering our phone anymore. Okay,
now,
thanks very much.
The thing about Mandy was... she was making a lot of sense. So, but her attitude or her points changed as she went on. So first of all, she said that the Irish flag is about the great replacement theory, that we're all being replaced. And she said, but it's only, and she did say this, you can listen back to the podcast, but it's the illegal immigrants I'm talking about, the illegal immigrants that are moving into our estates. And I put it to her that, well, asylum seekers or refugees are being put in IPAS centres while they're being processed in the likes of City West or the one beside my house. They're not being put in the house beside you. Well, I'm talking about the immigrants, the legal ones and the illegal ones. So how do you deal with that?
Let me wrap up this.
But she literally, by the way, it was her that said that, not us.
Yeah, not us.
So
yeah.
Mandy has said that flying Irish flags in a housing estate is a, now I'm not quoting her, this is me paraphrasing, is a fuck you to people who are being brought into the country to replace us. Now, I'm not being replaced. Opinions Matter next week is not being hosted by Mohammed and Ahmed, or is it?
No, not that I'm aware. Not that I'm aware. Let me squeeze in one final voice note on this from Martin.
Afternoon, lads. I'm just after tuning in. I haven't really listened yet, but I know for a fact Jeremy is in full agreement that the flag should come down, because he has a allergic reaction when it comes to flags. It absolutely triggers him. So it does. I won't be surprised if it wasn't his own management company and his own estate he's on about, because he's always onto them. They must have like a bat phone in their office that lights up red every time Jeremy rings, because, oh no, here comes Dixon again. Like, he must be onto them every fucking week. Irish flags being flown in Ireland. Oh my God, what a fucking crime that is. But we can fly any other flag. You see, these fucking morons have Palestine flags outside their house and all of this. Flags in general, no problem. But an Irish flag, forget it. But you know what? If Forest made the Europa League final, I'd have my Forest flag parked outside my house. I hope nobody in my estate takes annoyance with that, ring their own management company, tell me to take it down.
First of all,
it probably won't, because it's not a tricolour. Yeah.
First of all, Martin, I'm not onto management company regularly. If something comes up, in fact, I've been onto them lately about a speed bump. You probably don't think that's important, but again, speed bump. Secondly, Martin, you're an English man. You try putting hanging the butcher's apron up out of your window.
And see how that goes down.
See how you get on. So you're giggling out about me being triggered by a flag. You hang your butcher's apron, as it's called. You hang the, what's it called?
Union Jack your house and see how you get on.
See if your house is still standing tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. Please hit subscribe or follow, and we'll catch you on the next episode.